Coin toss reenacted. Marion won the toss, deferred their choice to the second half. So Mishawaka's going to take the football. Marion will kick it off. And we'll describe it right to left or left to right, depending who you're rooting for.
That's right. Here comes the kick, and it goes into the end zone, and it will be a touchdown. Marion dressed out in road white jerseys with royal blue pants, royal blue numbers that I love. I can actually read them. Silver helmets with a blue stripe down the middle. Mishawaka in their new Nike uniforms, white pants, maroon tops with white sleeves, and the white helmets. The different touch on those helmets this year. Numbers not on the side anymore.
Yep.
They're on the back.
Numerals. Yep.
It's a little bit different. And of course, your starting lineups again brought to you by Bonnie Doonan. And we are underway here at Steel Stadium and ready to go as Mishawaka starts out moving left to right. From its own 20-yard line in the wing tee set. Here goes Harness in the veer and Harness into the open field. Across the 40, across midfield. He's going to go 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown. First play, Mishawaka.
80 yards, and I don't think anybody touched him.
6 seconds into the ball game. Wow, that was fast, and you might remember he busted a couple long ones last year against Marion. They came later and more up the middle, and that was right veer, and he had a huge lane, and he took it all the way.
I can tell you the school bus that Marion rode over here in might have been able to drive through the hole that Mishawaka opened on that right side on that quick hitter on a little slant in by the fullback. PAT now.
That is the biggest hole I have seen all year. I will tell you that much. And the extra point is up and good by Patton Snyder. And it is 7-0. 6 seconds into the game. It took one play for Chris Harness to go 80 yards to the end zone. 7-0. Mishawaka leads Marion. Let's take a timeout for a kickoff. A 96-1. WSBT, the sports leader. Is 7-0 Mishawaka after Chris Harness bolts 80 yards on that veer to the right.
By the way, he's got 1,391 yards on the season now.
There you go.
He's getting up that ladder, climbing up that ladder. What a way to start a ball game on senior night.
Yep. Now the kickoff going the other way is taken. And it will come up to the 25-yard line. That's where Marion. We'll start with a football for the first time.
Good pursuit, Mishawaka special teams. Drew Mason and Joe Willis combined for the hit.
For Marion, the quarterback is John Brock, number 22. Don't you just love those odd-numbered quarterback guys? Number 22.
That's Mercury Morris.
That's right.
That's what I remember.
That's right. I remember Emmett Smith as well. But.
See, I heard you talking to SportsBeat about the Dallas Cowboy jacket. My first was a Miami Dolphins T-shirt, jersey of Bob Greasy, and a stocking cap, and then, of course, a Cubs windbreaker.
All right.
I had to throw that out there.
Tyler DeBow, the fullback, in the I formation for Marion. Receivers on either side of the formation with Brock. Actually, it will not be Brock. It will be Mitchell Nagy under center. Nagy, who is 17 of 42 as DeBow takes the carry. The fullback goes up the middle for a pickup of 4 yards on first down.
Nice run on first down by Marion. And the thing the Knights can't do right now is try to get all 80 yards, all 7 points back in one snap like the Cavemen did. They have to play their game and certainly not let this get away too early. A good drive here by the Knights is certainly what Michael Davidson and company are hoping for.
Malcolm Anderson is the tailback to Bow. Is the fullback, second down and six, back to throw. It is caught with one hand over the middle and then tackled right away. It will be a first down, I believe, for Marion. Let's see where the spot goes.
C.J. Fisher in on contact. Also, Akerley, among others, for the K-Band. Good pursuit after the catch, but with a nifty one-arm grab.
Yeah.
No doubt, right over the middle.
By Jalen Hill, who made the catch, his fourth catch of the season.
And that was a spot on the field last week. A lot of that's based on what the defense gives you, but St. Joe had a lot of success in that same area through the air last week.
Ball start on the left tackle, Garrett Kontowski, a 6-foot, 241-pound junior. The Marion offensive line, Zach Whitfield, Joey Balderas, Braden Berry, Paul Klein, Alec Mishler, the listed starters. When we go by the depth chart that we have, there was a switch up last week when St. Joe was in here. They left one guy off the depth chart and the other guy on the depth chart, the running backs, and it ended up the complete opposite. The guy who was off the depth chart saw all the action out of the backfield, and the other guy who was on the depth chart never played.
Some football coaches are better at filling out paperwork than others. I'll just say that.
Well, we'll
having been in your shoes before.
Call it a clerical error, right?
There you go.
Now from the shotgun. Twins out to the left. DeBoe in the backfield and rolling to the near side and cutting it upfield is Mitchell Nagy. He crosses the 40 and up to the 44-yard line.
Grant Jablonski on the one-on-one tackle. But a first down for Marion. Nope, going to be a little shy of that.
It will be second down and four. A pickup of about 11 yards there after that penalty that made it first and 15. So Marion in good shape. Second down at its own 44-yard line. Grant Jablonski, a senior who hadn't played football the last couple years, played on the basketball team and the baseball team. Good pitcher for the baseball team and can shoot the three. A quarterback keeper up the middle across the 50 to close to the 48-yard line for Marion, the Mishawaka 48-yard line, and it'll be first down for the Knights.
Good surge right out of the middle from center and the guard positions for Marion to give sort of that initial surge after the snap and plenty of running room for the first down and more, and they're past midfield at the Caveman 48.
So Marion getting its yardage up the middle. It took Chris Harness all of one play to go 80 yards. The first play from scrimmage of the game to give Mishawaka the 7-0 lead. First and 10, Marion from the Mishawaka 48. Quick pass goes out to the right. It is high. It is caught by Florin. Florin will be tackled. The first guy there, C.J. Fisher, the rover, came up to get his ankles.
That ball was a little underthrown, had a little air under it, and it kind of had a weeble wobble to it as it went to the air, and the timing not quite there. A little more crisp pass, he probably gets maybe a first down instead, a short pickup on the play.
Yeah, if that had been a little bit crisper, you're right, he probably would have picked up at least another 5 yards out of that. But C.J. Fisher, who's Mishawaka's leading tackler with 57, that's his 58th, got up there quickly. Second and 5 now from the 44. Motion by Florin. Roll out near side by Nagy. He wants to keep it himself and cut up the middle.
Tackle.
He's tackled from behind while the middle linebacker, Nick Davis, got his ankles.
That was a diving effort by Davis, and if he would have missed and whiffed, it's probably a first down. But just enough strength and had a good angle that forced the quarterback kind of out of the comfort zone and tripped that up before the yardsticks would have advanced. And now a big third down, third and 4 play here at 8 minutes first quarter.
Mitchell Nagy came into the game, 19 carries for 67 yards. He's already got a couple nice runs here tonight. It is third down and 4, Marion from the Mishawaka 42. Nagy wants to throw under some pressure. He's going to be dropped from behind. Joe Willis got in there and brought him down, and it's going to be fourth down, Marion.
That was based on pure numbers. 5 blockers against 5 blockers. The maroon blockers did a better job.
Fourth down, 6.
Absolutely. And so Marion sends the punt team on the field. Hunter Renner, the 6'4 junior. They have 3 men in the backfield on their punt protection. And this is, anytime you're in between the 40s, you got to kind of watch out for a fake. So let's see what Marion does. Mishawaka leading. The snap is on the ground at 2 hops back to the punter. End over, and it will bounce at the 22-yard line.
Flag
a flag
down.
Flies on the near side of the field.
Ball hit around the 25 and took an eastward roll out to around the 20-yard line. That was almost disaster based on the snap that literally rolled to the punter. And then the kick almost seemed like he got back underneath the front part of it more. And not a real solid kick, but let's check out that penalty flag.
What are they calling? Is it a sideline? So a sideline warning on Mishawaka. So no penalty. It'll just be a sideline. I was going to say, it flew really late when the ball was already on the ground. And so usually, you know, you kind of see that. The official skips into somebody there on the sideline and he throws the flag in the air. It's not actually a penalty. So that'll be a warning, but the next one would be a penalty if Mishawaka is called for it again. 7:02 to play in the first quarter. The Cavemen lead Marion 7-0. Chris Harness went right veer for 80 yards his first time. And the football is, again, on the 20-yard line. Ball on the far hash mark this time. And here's Harness again going to the right. He won't get quite as far, but he bowls his way forward for 5 yards on first down.
About 75 yards shy on this carry, but still a good snap and a good effort on first down for Mishawaka. I know Scott Bobakirk has said this repetitiously for many, many years. If you can get 3.5 yards each time you touch the football, you're going to be in pretty good shape offensively. And certainly right there, amazing that they just go about their business. Blue collar work.
Yep, pattern it out. Second down and 5. Play fake this time, and there's a catch by Bradley Taylor across the 35 to the 38-yard line. First down brought to you by Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage.
Perfectly thrown ball and a good job of the receiver kind of playing position on his defender, keeping him on his outside hip that gave that open lane and the two-handed catch and the first down. Good play. Good play by the Caveman.
So it's going to be first down, Mishawaka at its own 38-yard line. 6:15 to play in the first quarter. The Cavemen lead 7-0. Ball on the near hash mark now after the pass by Shively and the catch by Taylor. Here goes the outside veer left by Harness as he drives that pile forward up to the 46-yard line.
Gain of 8.
Simple smash mouth football.
Trailing Markham on his
and I tell you what, St. Joe, they came to hit last week, and they were hitting hard. And Chris Harness said that that was the hardest hitting team they've played all year. On that halfback pass from Snyder to Robinette on fourth down, I saw Keith Kinder yesterday showed me the game film, and Chris Harness took a hit from the St. Joe middle linebacker. They look like two Rams butting heads on that play.
And you could hear the pads popping, no doubt, last week.
Here's the keeper left by Shively. He cuts it up. He's going to be close to first down yardage. I think he's got it.
By maybe an inch or two. Well, we'll see how they spot it. That will be critical. But, yes, a Mishawaka first down just past the 49-yard line.
And it's brought to you by Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage. First and 10, Mishawaka. As Sam Shively looks to the sideline. He will get the play call, the ball right in the middle of the field, 49-yard line and centered between the hashes. Donovan Snyder, left halfback on the wing, Bradley Taylor, right halfback, Colin Fee and Brody Robinette are the receivers. The dive goes to Harness, and he will cross the 50 to the Marion 49 for a pickup of 2.
That was a good pursuit by the boys in white jerseys. Marion with excellent pursuit on the defensive side, and tackle there by Isaac Hibbs, also number 64, Miguel Ortiz, 5'9", and a 242-pound junior.
Ortiz with 44 tackles coming in, third in the state with 10 sacks. Not going to get a lot of opportunities with sacks against the Mishawaka offense, though. The give inside goes to Donovan Snyder.
Little scissors play.
Yeah, a lot of action for a pickup of a yard there.
Markham on the tackle.
Markle on the tackle, as you can hear Mike Bresky, the PA. He's been a busy boy tonight. He had 24 seniors to introduce.
That's right.
And all the pregame festivities. Big night here at Steel Stadium, though, and a tip of the cap to the weatherman or weatherwoman, whoever took care of that, because it kept the rain away, at least so far.
Third and 7. Mishawaka at the Marion 48-yard line. Motion by Snyder. The outside give goes to Harness. He gets to the 45. A pickup of 3, but it's going to bring up 4th down.
Marion cheating a little tighter up on that line of scrimmage, and right now they are daring Mishawaka to throw the ball.
4th and 4, and there's the hard count. First down as the Marion nose guard, Trylon Markham, jumps offside.
That was huge last week, a couple of times in critical situations against South and St. Joe. And here it certainly helps the cause to march the football forward. 5 yards out to the Marion 40. Cavemen on the march looking to add to their 7-0 lead.
Easy money for Sam Shively, the Mishawaka quarterback. The first down brought to you by Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage.
Mishawaka's biggest Pittsburgh Steeler fan. You know that, right?
Yeah, that's right. The keeper by Shively as he gets hit in the backfield, then keeps going forward across the 35 up close to the 33. We had that conversation when he came in for Caveman Corner a couple weeks ago. We were talking, he's Steelers, C.J. Fisher, Chargers, and they didn't like the fact that I'm a Cowboys fan.
Oh, boy.
So nobody does.
What a mess that was.
Yeah,
what
right.
a mess. Ortiz on another tackle for Marion.
That was a pickup of 7 there for Shively on first down.
And that was a good heady run by Shively, not only for the positive yardage, but as Ortiz was making his pursuit, he switched that ball and protected it from the left side to the right side and held on to that loaf of bread.
Second and 3.
Fumble.
And Harness, the ball comes out, and it's going to be Marion football. It looked like he had first down yardage, but Harness fumbles, and Marion will have the football. And around its own 26.
Michael Gibson recovers the ball right around the 26-yard line. Well, it'll be first down. So I mentioned about great protection of the football on one snap, and boom, I jinxed them because the next time the ball's laying on the grass.
Well, you know, and that has been something. The one thing this year have been they have fumbled the ball more. Even though they have the 6-1 record, we hadn't seen it for a couple weeks. But Harness and Shively have both put the ball on the deck more this year than they did all of last year. The play fake and a quarterback keeper coming to the near side. C.J. Fisher trips up the quarterback Nagy, but Nagy will get all the way up to the 36.
C.J. Fisher, Nick Davis.
Paul Klein did a great job of pulling from his offensive tackle position and getting out front, leading the blocking corps there for Mishawaka Marion. So after that disastrous start, if you're a Knights fan, on an 80-yard run by Chris Harness, the Knights have kind of bent but not broke, and now they're going to go to work on the offensive side trying to put together some points on the board here.
Second and 1 for the Knights from their own 36. The give is to the fullback, DeBoe. Dive as he works his way forward, and DeBoe and the Knights look like they have a first down.
Good pursuit by the Cavemen.
Knight, first
Tommy
down.
Frayling a little bit upset. I think he thought that he should have had a little bit better position maybe, but Frayling's been a really good defender. He has 7 sacks to lead the Cavemen this season. It is first down, though, for Marion from its own 39.
He's upset because his goal in life after graduation is to make mama proud. I heard that specifically in
the pregame. I didn't hear that.
So, yes. So.
I mean, come on, isn't that everybody's goal?
Absolutely.
Shotgun Nagy in a little flinch, but no call. A fake, and Nagy goes to the right, and he'll be brought down right at the line of scrimmage.
That was a well-executed fake right there between quarterback and the fullback for Marion. Although the run to the east side of the field did not garner a whole lot of offensive yardage. So second down, second and long at 45 ticks before the end of the first period.
Blake Brown, the 5'8 senior defensive tackle over there to make the stop. We saw Brown more as Chris Harness's backup fullback last year, but he's been the, and he still is the backup fullback, but we haven't seen as much of him there this year. It has been all Chris Harness, but he makes the tackle there, does Blake Brown. Second down and 9. They did give Nagy a yard. Looking, he wants to throw. Fade to the far side. Jimenez is there. Does
Kick
Jimenez
off.
Make the
nope.
catch? Nope.
Nope.
He breaks it up.
That was good pursuit there by the far left corner, Devin Jimenez.
For Mitchell Florin.
So Jimenez will get credit for the pass breakup. Got an interception a few weeks back in the win over Adams, one of the 4 interceptions for the Cavemen in that game. The incompletion makes it 3rd and 9 with 18 seconds to play in the first quarter, and Mishawaka leading 7-0. Nagy will be in the shotgun. DeBoe will set off to his right. Nagy, the Marion quarterback, takes the snap, looking to the right,
Blitz.
Under some pressure, and there is Frayling! Frayling right up the middle with the sack, his 8th of the season.
Cavemen sported a 4-3 look defensively at the snap, and there was just a huge surge right up the middle. Nobody laid an eye, or actually a hand, and probably an eye on Tommy Frayling there. That was a great play.
Looked like a little stunt came up as Marion up the end of the first quarter. 7-0. we haven't seen much offense since the first play of the game. Chris Harness went 80 yards to start the game to score the touchdown, and Marion is going to line up to punt for the second time when the second quarter begins. This is Mishawaka Cavemen Football on 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader. C.J. Fisher took the punt at the Mishawaka 35 as the second quarter began. He made the first man miss and picked up 5 yards and is dropped at the 40. And that's where Mishawaka starts its third possession, leading 7-0 at the start of the second quarter.
Cavemen dodged the bullet of the fumble and the recovery by Mishawaka Marion forced the Knights to punt. And right there, Marion did a good job on punt coverage despite a low semi-spiral kick that was fielded again, as you mentioned, by Fisher and got it up to the 40-yard line. Good field position to begin this drive for Mishawaka.
A little bit of a mist, it looks like, in the air against an overcast sky here tonight. Beautiful October evening. So it will be Mishawaka at its own 40-yard line. One man split out wide to the right. The dive goes to Harness. And
Chris Harness.
Harness picks up 2 yards as he is stopped on the dive play. There were guys all the way downfield. I thought it was downfield for a minute there.
And guess who? Ortiz once again in on the hit.
Well, they bucked up a little bit since that first veer just blew a lane open for Chris Harness, the 80-yard touchdown run on the first play. It's 2nd and 8, Cavemen. The give is to Harness again as Harness crosses the 45 up to the 47-yard line where it'll be 3rd down.
Gain of 4. 3rd and 3.
So 3rd down and 3 for the Cavemen. They lead 7-0, 11:03 to play in the first half. Shively standing behind center. Play clock at 20 seconds. Donovan Snyder goes in motion, and there is Harness. Harness hit in the backfield, but breaks the first contact, wrangles his way forward for about 1.5 yards, and it's going to be 4th and 1 from the 49.
Christian Chunga in on the hit. Did a nice job of getting in that backfield, although Harness's strength made that a positive yardage play as opposed to a negative yardage play. And now 4th down and less than 1 yard for the Cavemen.
Harness, 5'7" and 165 pounds. It's 4th and 1, and they will go for it. There goes Chris Harness off to the right into some open field. He busts through 2 tacklers at the Mishawaka Marion 35, and he will take it up to the 34-yard line.
Michael Schnipnel with a touchdown-saving tackle, but the Cavemen with a quick hitter, changing the cadence at the line. Not a long count. You remember a little earlier when Mishawaka burned Marion on the penalty with the false start. This time, maybe Marion was too patient, setting back, waiting not to get called offsides on that 4th and short play. And right there, a really impressive run and showing how valuable and how important changing the cadence and the timing of the play could be.
So the first down brought to you by Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage. And then, after the Cavemen got to the line of scrimmage, there was a false start. So it's going to be 1st and 15 from the Marion 38-yard line for the Cavemen. Sam Shively looks to the sideline for the play call as they hold the sign up on the near sideline. Ball on the far hash mark. 1st and 15, motion Snyder, and a little counter as it goes to Chris Harness up to the 35.
Fake of the scissors play and the handoff right up the gut, keeping those middle offensive linemen very, very busy as they continue their no-huddle, hurry-up offense.
Pickup of 3 makes it 2nd and 12.
Although I guess you could call it a controlled hurry-up because they'll get to the line and then they'll take
then
your
they'll
sweet
wait.
Time.
Yep, that's right.
Hurry up and wait.
And now here is Shively. Toss out to the near side. The ball is on the deck, and it's going to be recovered again by Marion. Late pitch to Bradley Taylor, and it ends up being recovered by Jacob Lyle.
Big mistake, big, big mistake there with turning the ball over for the second time, but more so the pitch and the timing was not there. Taylor tried to almost dribble it and pick it up on the hop instead of just falling on the football. Got a little greedy, and they'll pay for that possession. And now Marion will go to work with 9:10 before half. They'll start it Hash mark right at the Knights' 39-yard line.
Mishawaka's first possession took one play, an 80-yard touchdown run by Chris Harness. Then the next two possessions, after they get into Marion territory, have ended with fumbles. So the Cavemen leading 7-0. The Knights take over at their own 39. The give is to the halfback across the 45 to the 46-yard line as Mitchell Gibson has his first carry of the night. He came into the night 17 carries, 98 yards, a 5.7 per carry average this season. He picks up 7 there on first down to make it 2nd and 3 Knights from their own 46. And it'll be Mitchell Gibson as the tailback in the eye. DeBoe is the fullback with the quarterback Nagy under center. Nagy with a long count, and he will hand it off to Gibson again as he goes left. He'll get up to midfield and into Caveman territory for a Knights first down.
Caveman defense right there with the tackle made by Nick Davis. But the interior pursuit by Derek Dawson, he looked like he was shot out of a cannon in that linebacker position.
He usually
went
does.
Right, oh, he is so good. Football and as a baseball catcher.
Yep.
But he knifed right through that left side of that offensive line and forced that outside. Ended up being a really big play for Marion there.
First down, option to the near side, and tackled for a loss. And there is Derek Dawson dropping the quarterback, Nagy, right on the 50-yard line for a loss of a yard.
Nick Davis and Dawson kind of switched roles that time. It was Davis kind of forcing the issue and the quarterback trying to stay away and or play keep away from that tackle. But Dawson was right there to wrap him up, and ultimately they lose a yard on the play.
Pretty slow developing, trying to kind of run that speed option to the near side for Nagy. Doesn't quite have that gear. I formation again, 2nd and 11. Nagy to throw, looking left, pumps, and now he's going to run to the left. Davis brings him down at the 49 of Mishawaka. Got a couple of yards out of it, but Davis negated any big carry. It's going to be 3rd and long.
Third straight play for Nick Davis. I guess you could call that the defensive hat trick that Davis has been in on. But certainly make his presence known. And again, it seemed like another kind of a slow developing play, even with the pump fake, that much of the time you'll see high school defenders bite on and or buy more time for the offense, and things never really materialize there for Marion. Huge 3rd and 9 now for Marion here on this play.
3rd down and 9, as Brian said, with 6:45 to play in the first half. Nagy wants to throw under some pressure. He's going to tuck it. Comes to the near side across the 40. He's got first down yardage up to the 35-yard line.
Defensive boo-boo right there. Too many guys standing up trying to tackle as opposed to getting low, getting the legs, and going for the kill. Kind of a passive defensive play there on 3rd and long, and that's going to cost Mishawaka on the opposite side of that. A big play for Marion. Quarterback taking care of business in his own hands.
Nagy, again, came in to the night. 19 carries, 67 yards. He's hurt Mishawaka a couple times with his leg. That was a big 3rd down pickup. Off to the left, and there's Derek Dawson, the tackle for loss in the backfield on Malcolm Anderson.
He absolutely destroyed the left tackle and got around those offensive linemen there to make that kind of look like a bullfighting
yeah, ole.
Wrap-up ole play that you'll see on the Sunday ESPN filler time show.
Dawson had 7 tackles last week against St. Joe. Gets a tackle for loss there to make it 2nd and 12. Nagy from the shotgun. The handoff, or the toss rather, goes out to the left. A little trickery and still on his feet. He stepped out of bounds. Mitchell Florin on the far sideline.
Nagy's pass.
They faked it to the fullback DeBoe coming to the near side, and it ended up being a quick toss out to Florin. And it's going to be 3rd down and 2.
And a lot of Cavemen defenders bit on that fake.
Yep.
And open up enough of a gap over that left side, the short side of the field at that point, which will still be the short side of the field. 3rd and 2.
3rd and 2, Marion, from the Mishawaka 32. Nagy under center wants to keep it himself, and he is wrapped in the backfield. It looks like he's going to be a little bit shy of the first down. Joe Willis got behind him and was trying to drag him down. Nagy, 6'2", 198 pounds. Not hulking by any means, but he looks like he's got some pretty strong legs and made it hard to bring down from behind. Fourth and inches, and they...
Chain gang.
Are they going to measure? They put the ball right on the 25-yard line.
I think the chain gang is going to get their first official
now they're saying
walk
first
on
down.
The field.
Nope. I thought they had him short, but again, Nagy did a good job because he was hit in the backfield, and Nagy did a good job leaning forward to still pick up the first down.
Maybe we should call New York for the replay. What do you
think? I think you're right. Left foot spot, right foot spot, as Mr. Bovenkirk would say. 7-0 Mishawaka. There's five to play in the first half. Marion on the move after the second Mishawaka fumble. First and 10 now from the Cavemen 25. Play action. Nagy wants to throw. Looking long. He's going to be dropped in the backfield. Nick Davis was the first one there. Willis got in there
to finish him off. Blake Brown took a shot at him on the high side and actually almost knocked the ball away, but that was after Brown had him wrapped up by the shoelaces. That was excellent pursuit with four or five guys in maroon jerseys all around in that play and really, really blew that up on first down.
Credit the coverage downfield as well because Nagy had some time and nobody was open downfield, and then the pressure came up the middle and they were able to drop him. Second and 19 now from the 34 of Mishawaka. Nagy from the shotgun. He will fake it to DeBoe and roll to the left into the open field. He's going to be wrapped up as he crosses the 25-yard line as C.J. Fisher comes up there to make the stop.
Got back the lost yardage on the sack moments ago, but you talk about the coverage downfield. Another note as far as high school quarterbacks, many of them are in the 6 foot and under club. Nagy at 6'2 does have a better view down the field, and he looked and there was nothing there. Again, crediting both the defensive line and the pursuit there, but also what the secondary kids are doing. They're staying with their man.
It's third and 10, Marion, from the 25-yard line of Mishawaka. Nagy takes the snap, and he's going to just keep it and run it right up the middle. They have done that a few times, and he's going to pick up a first down. There was nobody in the middle of the field, and Nagy just took it. It looked like maybe even a designed run. He picks up the first down to the 13-yard line.
I think that play, Marion stole that out of Rob Berger's basketball playbook when Demetrius Jackson was there, because basically everybody go left or right, open the lane for Demetrius for the drive. That was kind of what that had similarities of. That was probably not the defensive play that Cavemen were looking for on that big third down.
So it's first and 10 from the 18-yard line, actually the 13. They're about 5 yards off. DeBoe with the carry up the middle inside the 5.
20, DeBoe the ball carrier.
Seems like Marion's trying to hurry the pace up just a little bit more. Certainly when things are going well, you're confident, and their confidence is starting to blossom here just a little bit despite being down 7-0. This is no doubt their best drive, and right now inside the red zone, inside the real red zone, inside the 5-yard line, knocking on the door.
It is second down and a yard from the 4-yard line. 2.5 minutes to play in the first half. Mishawaka leading 7-0, but Marion knocking on the door. Nagy under center. He will hand it off to the left and hit as he goes to the left.
Derek Dawson.
Is Mitchell Gibson as Dawson comes up to make the stop.
Dawson on the tackle.
Yeah, that had once and twice looking like it was going to get into the end zone, and two Mishawaka linebackers blew that up. Dawson finished it off right around the 2-yard line, and now a timeout taken with 2:17 before the half.
Timeout taken by Mishawaka with 2:17 to play in the first half. The Cavemen leading 7-0. It's second down when we return on WSBT. So it actually is first and goal at the 3-yard line for Marion. 2:17 to play in the first half. The Cavemen lead 7-0. But Marion, after the second Mishawaka fumble of the first half, is in good shape. They've used a couple of plays to get inside, and here comes the quarterback, Nagy. He dives for the goal line.
Oh, boy.
And he's going to be down at the 1.
Now, when the ball went down, right as the quarterback falling forward. C.J. Fisher stripped the ball away, but they are going to say that both side and the inside officials are going to say that Nagy was actually down on contact because Fisher swiped the pigskin. That would have really been a huge turn of event, but instead Marion will keep possession. We're under 2 minutes to go, and now second and goal to go inside the one.
And that was about as close as he could get to the goal line without crossing the goal line. Inches to go as Nagy comes up under center. He's going to keep it himself, and this time as he reaches forward, he will cross the goal line. Nagy. Touchdown, Marion.
Got to cut it in on the inside right of the inside right center and right guard, the right guard and center, rather. Impressive drive by Marion as they dodged a couple of bullets by Mishawaka. Cabin shot themselves the foot here in the middle stages of this half with a couple of fumbles, and now a point after conversion that could tie the game.
The PAT coming at 7-6, and we wait for the point after try. It is up, and it is good. So the kick makes it 7-7. A minute 40 to play in the first half. We'll take a timeout as we continue on 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader. A minute 40 to play in the first half. Mishawaka and Mishawaka Marion tied at 7 after a 1 yard quarterback sneak by Nagy, the Marion quarterback. Mishawaka scored on the very first play from scrimmage in this game, an 80-yard run by Chris Harness. Then their next two drives, they got it fairly deep into Marion territory before fumbles undid them.
A lot of positive yardage between the 20s, but nothing positive enough because of the fumbles and turnovers. And now a touchback on that high, deep kick that was fielded at a Bradley Taylor right just across the goal line. K-Men need to put together that drive that certainly you want the momentum to go to the locker room. You got a minute 40, 100 seconds before the break.
Be interesting to see what they come out with here. Obviously, their offense is not built for hurry up necessarily. And you don't want to ask Sam Shively to start slinging the ball around since that's not their suit either, even though he's got a pretty good arm. The ball in the middle of the field, first and 10 from the 20. The fake toss and Shively rolls out. Harness makes the catch. Harness makes a man miss. Makes another as he crosses the 35 to the 37-yard line.
Nice shake and bake move, but also a pretty nifty block by Bradley Taylor downfield. Was able to spring Harness after the catch and on the run, an extra 10 yards of the play. And a nice way to start this drive out past the 35.
He has over 1,400 rushing yards this season. That's his first catch for Chris Harness.
17-yard pickup.
Closest thing he had was the run on the hook and lateral. Now a pass out to the right side as Bradley Taylor gets run out of bounds.
At the 45, they're going to move the change, but getting out of bounds stops the clock at a minute 10 before the break.
The previous first down, of course, brought to you by Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage.
Boy, they marked him a lot.
Yeah, they put him at the 43 instead of the 45.
Wow.
So it's...
I thought he was close, if not had the first down.
Second and 4, Shively will roll to the near side. He will pass it over there, and incomplete. He was looking to the sideline to Colin Fee.
Shively's pass intended for 3, Colin Fee.
Now it's going to be third down and 4. Now, of course, you don't have to pass because a first down would stop the clock. You don't have to worry about timeouts. Mishawaka does have 2 timeouts remaining in the half. And so just as I said before the drive, well, maybe you don't want Shively throwing. They've come out and they have been slinging the ball. 3 pass attempts on this drive. He had 19 attempts all season coming in to the night. And there is the veer. And Harness is going to be close to first down yardage. The clock runs. And are they going to call for a measurement? They will stop the clock. They have him at the 47-yard line. And it will be a first down brought to you by Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage.
Well, the down marker has the number 1 reset on it for first down.
We were talking during a break, Brian. The down markers in the scoreboard have not jived most of the night tonight.
Not in sync, eh?
No. Because when we went to break before, it said fourth down when the scoreboard said second down.
Chang Yang is out.
Stretch it out.
And it's about two lengths of the football in favor of Mishawaka in the first down.
So it is going to be first down Mishawaka, and the clock will start as soon as everybody gets set. There's 55 seconds left, so Mishawaka has to be ready to go right away. From their own 47, a tie game, 7-7 here in the first half. Play fake. Shively wants to throw, and it's going to be incomplete as he overthrows Donovan Snyder. Pull the trigger just a little bit quick that time.
Snyder incomplete.
The clock will stop with 46 seconds to play. It's going to be second and 10. Maybe this is a situation here where you can still, especially with two timeouts, where you can think about trying to bust that veer with Chris Harness. You have Marion thinking pass. Motion and the toss play comes to the near side. It is Taylor. Taylor cuts inside across the 50. Taylor to the 45 of Marion. He will be gang tackled and stopped as he gets to the 44. And the clock stops as Mishawaka takes the timeout.
Timeout, caveman.
They called it right away. As soon as the play was blown dead, Taylor got across the 45. It's going to be third and two when we return. 36 seconds to play in the first half on WSBT. Third down and two, Mishawaka. The football barely across the 45 of Marion. 36 seconds to play in the first half. It's 7-7. Mishawaka's fumbled a couple of times, shot itself in the foot here in the first half. The toss goes out to the right. Donovan Snyder picks it up off the ground. He cuts it upfield to the 40-yard line and has a first down.
Lucky, lucky, and lucky, because that bounce went right back into the hands of Donovan Snyder, and he was able to quick exit outstage right for the first down.
And Sam Shively will come up and clock the ball.
Spikes it right out from behind center.
So it's going to be second down and 10. 28 seconds to play in the first half. But boy, I mean, that's the third time Mishawaka's put the ball on the ground in the first half.
They were fortunate to get it back.
Yep.
No doubt about that.
Yep. Let's see what the cavemen do. It's going to be second and 10 from the Marion 40-yard line. 28 seconds to play in the first half. Motion and Shively. Toss to Donovan Snyder. He wanted to throw, but Snyder is going to bring it back to the near side. Across the 35, across the 30. Donovan Snyder up to the 26-yard line. He'll be stopped with 17 seconds to play in the first half. Kevin Putz, a first Midwest Mortgage first down, and I would think Mishawaka will probably clock it again right here.
Jacob Lyle on a big, big saving tackle. When I say saving, I'm not necessarily saying a touchdown saving tackle, but probably saved about 10 or 12 yards, or if nothing else, an out-of-bounds play could have taken place there.
Remember the halfback pass by Donovan Snyder? He wanted to do something else that Keith Kinder was telling me about on that play. He was under too much pressure, though. He had a man in his face and a good improvisation
Marion,
as he picked up a first down.
Marion had it well defended.
Yep. Second down and 10. And a flag, and it's going to be a delay of game on the cavemen. So it's going to be.
You had 14 seconds left. You burned your second timeout, so you've got one remaining, and you probably got two, maybe three plays to work with, depending on certainly out-of-bounds plays or incompleted passes.
Motion by Donovan Snyder. Shively wants to throw. Looking downfield. Caught on the near side. Bradley Taylor. He's run out of bounds inside the 10-yard line with 8 seconds to go in the first half.
Going to mark him about the 7.5-yard line. And I am amazed there was that much real estate here on the near side. The Marion defense was overloaded on the far side of the field. That was about as wide open as you could ask for here down near the red zone.
Now you've got a chance to run probably one play. Obviously, they do have a timeout. 8 seconds left, plenty of time, two receivers out to the right. Shively is going to roll in that direction. Taylor is there. Shively looks, he
right
finds
open.
Taylor, cut, touchdown, Mishawaka. How about that two-minute drill?
Wow. As time expires, the completion ends the half. And right now, I know Marion's defensive coaching staff has got to be shaking their heads because a play ago on the left side, near left side, there was certainly some misassignments or just too many people too wide open. And there, another breakdown after the fake of the scramble by Shively. The Marion defense not disciplined enough to stay home and protect their defender, or protect the receivers, rather. And it was a wide open pass.
Patton Snyder on to try the extra point. The snap to C.J. Fisher there. The placement down. The kick is good. And Mishawaka will take a 14-7 lead into the locker room. With under a minute and a half left in the half, they got that back. I mean, I ate my words. I said, oh, they're not going to come out slinging. What'd they do? Sam Shively, the guy who's going to pitch at Taylor University next year, the quarterback, the option quarterback, comes out throwing it all over the place, and he caps it with a touchdown pass to Bradley Taylor, and that is Taylor's first touchdown catch of the season.
Very, very timely going to the locker room. So the Cavemen score on the first snap of the first half
and
the
last
snap of the first half.
How about that? 14-7 is the lead, and it will be Marion to take the second half kickoff as well. Coming up at halftime, Mishawaka Athletic Director Dean Hubbard has an interview with a Mishawaka school board member. And also from earlier this week on Cavemen Corner, I talked to a couple of different cavemen, Chris Harness, as well as Donovan Snyder, and you will hear part of that interview with Dean Hubbard and I coming up at the half. Along with Brian Miller, I'm Sean Stiers. 14-7, Mishawaka leads Marion at the half. This is Cavemen Football on 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader.
Rossini's.
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 Brian Miller, I'm Sean Stiers, back at Steele Stadium on what has been dedication night here at Steele Stadium, and senior night, the whole thing with all the different upgrades that Mishawaka's had this year. This is a totally different looking place right now, Brian.
I'm here to tell you, this track is absolutely breathtaking. I mean, the chest certainly has to be puffed out with pride by Kyle Shaw and Coach Cove and all the different members of the school board, and certainly the staff here at Mishawaka High School. And School City has to be so proud of how the track looks and the new fitness room and just so many things. Certainly the alumni plaza, just one thing after another. And I know certainly, you know, controversial a few years ago with the different referendums and, you know, people's tax money and so forth, but I'm here to tell you it certainly is showing its worth, and not just athletics and whatnot in the facilities, but so many things academically that are being enhanced in our schools. And I'm proud to be a part of it as far as a parent, but also as a coach in this school corporation. And what we have out of Baker Park is second to none in this area as far as softball, baseball, soccer, and tennis. And we're proud of that. And what a great night to celebrate. And now the cavemen in maroon and white have to take care of business and put the cherry on top for this festive night. I know Marion has different thoughts, and I know they're certainly hyped to try to bounce back, and they'll get the ball to begin this second half. They're going to be hyped to certainly try to bounce back after that very interesting first half that saw Chris Harness run for 138 yards, 80 on the first snap, and then the cavemen are shut out until the very last snap and play of the second quarter in the first half, 14-7. I think we need to fasten our seatbelts because Marion and Mishawaka have been interesting football battles over the years with all kinds of topsy-turvy scores and results.
Mitchell Begunia, or Maddox Begunia, rather, is the deep man, and it's taken by one of the up men on the near side, and up across the 25 to the 26-yard line goes Mitchell Gibson. And that's where Marion will have the football to start the second half. 11:53 on the clock. Mishawaka leading the Knights 14-7 as the second half is underway.
Jarvis Delk makes the tackle to start things off on the special team defensive play for Mishawaka.
Ball at their own 27.
If you look at the stats, and I know I mentioned Chris Harness is 138 yards, but across the board, talking with Anthony Anderson reporting tonight for the Southland Tribune and whatnot, the stats, everything glaring in Mishawaka's favor except two fumbles that took away impressive drives in that first half, squashed them both.
Big difference in the game. Malcolm Anderson trying to go left is stuffed by the Mishawaka defense. Ryan Watts, one of the first men to get back there. Derek Dawson was there as well. A loss of 3 yards.
Ryan Watts, a pretty good baseball pitcher. Guess what? Ryan Watts, pretty good defensive football player, too.
He's got the save in that regional win over Penn last spring. So a loss on the play puts the football just inside the 25-yard line. A long two, call it. Mitchell Nagy from the shotgun to Bo, the fullback. Set off to his left. He goes to the flat and takes the pass. Oh, he gets past Derek Dawson, but Willis is there to bring him down after a negligible game.
Tackle, Nick Davis. We've called his number and name several times. Number 28. 6'2", 180-pound junior. That's good news that he was not in the senior night lineup tonight. He'll be back next year.
Now, Nagy, the quarterback, has broken Mishawaka's back a couple times tonight. Remember in the first half on some runs on third down to pick up the first down. It is third and 12 from the 25. Nagy from the shotgun. Two receivers right, one to the left. Nagy wants to throw, pumps, throws, caught. First down, Marion. He got just enough to pick up the first down, did Thomas Ewing.
Give Nagy credit. Sean, he did a great job of sticking against a lot of pursuit, a lot of pressure, hung in there, hung in the pocket. Again, that 6'2" frame allows him enough visibility over the middle. And as we talked in the early stages, Marion found some openings in the middle of the field on the pass play like St. Joe did last week. We'll see if they continue to exploit that against the Cavemen.
Jake Kosuski made the stop, and DeBoe goes into the open field. DeBoe runs through a defender. DeBoe still on his feet across the 30 and up to the 21-yard line.
Wow.
He ran right through Devin Jimenez and ended up, they knock him down at the 22. A big pickup, and that's one of the longest runs of the season against this Mishawaka defense.
And it was a very big-time run for the fact, A, you had good initial blocking, B, you saw the running back run over a defender or two, and C, he held on to the football despite a very good effort from four caveman defenders who hustled right with him, and Tommy Frehling took a punch swipe at the football but could not get it to jar out, and now a penalty for a motion procedure against Mishawaka Marion, so that'll cost them five and set up a first and 15 as opposed to the first and 10.
Yeah, and it was DeBoe who had just had the long run.
He's tired.
He jumped early, and now he's going to run off to the sideline along with Mitchell Florin. So it is going to be first and 15 as the Cavemen catch a break there. They lead 14-7 with 9.5 minutes to play, just underway in the third quarter. So we'll have a new fullback play fake, and Nagy wants to throw, fires it underneath. It is caught at the 17-yard line, falling down right away. Thomas Ewing, the tight end, after making another catch. He picks up 10 yards, so they'll have second and comfortable, second and 5 from the 17.
Gain of 10. It's going to be second and 5.
Knights taking their time, bringing the play in from the sideline. Play clock, though, plenty of time left at 20 seconds on the play. But boy, a statement drive here by Marion could be critical for the Knights. And now Nagy on the keeper.
He goes forward for a couple of yards, but that's it. And it's going to be third down after a pickup of two, it looks like.
I'm not sure he got a very good spot on that. They're going to mark him down at the 15-yard line.
Interesting.
Third down.
So it's third down and 5 from the 15. 8:18 to play in the third quarter.
Actually, it's going to be about third down and 3.
Yeah, again, scoreboard issues. That's what I get for looking at the shiny new scoreboard from my information. It says third and four. You're right. It's closer to third and three. I formation, and Nagy is hitting the backfield.
Nagy, the ball carrier.
Boy, as well as they have moved the ball, that broken play right there really, really shocks me because they had some confidence in the last few snaps.
Tommy Frehling got through there to make the stop, and I don't know if that'll be considered a sack. It might be, even though he was running, but he gets him for a loss, and we're going to see a field goal try unless Marion tries to fake it.
33-yard field goal.
33-yard field goal attempt with Mishawaka leading 14-7. Renner on. The kick is on the way. It's got plenty of leg, and it's good.
Kick is good.
So Renner with a 33-yard field goal to make it 14-10. The Cavemen lead the Knights with 7:21 to play in the third. This is Cavemen Football on WSBT. .7:21 to play in the third quarter. Marion gets a field goal on its first drive of the third.
Brad Taylor, C.J. Fisher.
It will be Bradley Taylor and C.J. Fisher, senior deep men for Mishawaka. The end-over-end kick goes to the far side to Taylor. He takes it at the four. Taylor cutting upfield across the 20. Taylor's still on his feet across the 25, and he'll be driven backward there. A nice return of about 21 or so yards by Bradley Taylor.
It was all good for Taylor till he hit this white and blue wall of about five Marion special team defenders that shut it down. Although good field position for Mishawaka to start this drive. That's one thing for the most part. They've had decent field position. A couple starts at the 20, certainly some closer to the 30. But now let's see how they answer that Marion drive the first time they've touched the ball here in the second half. And certainly they had to enjoy the momentum they got in the, going to the locker room on that last play and that final drive. Wondering if we go back to that traditional fullback blast. At least the first snap we will.
Chris Harness.
To Chris Harness as he pushes his way up to the 24-yard line.
And the reason I bring that up is because, and I know much to your surprise, Shively throwing the ball around the yard just a little bit last time. Yep. And you just wonder if they would try to maybe catch Marion maybe a little bit by the surprise.
Mix it in a little bit now.
Mix it up a little bit. Or if you would go back to your bread and butter traditional offense that the Cavemen are known for.
Second and seven. Toss play comes near side and up into this Taylor as he crosses the 30 as his head comes down at the 31.
Thomas Ewing on the tackle.
Ewing on the tackle.
That was a upend shoestrings over top of the head tackle there.
It'll be third down and five from the 31 as the Cavemen look to the sideline. Ball in the near hash mark. 6:15 to play here in the third quarter as Shively takes his time. 13 on the play clock as Shively stands behind the center now. 8 on the play clock. Motion Snyder and the give is to Harness.
Harness,
where are they going to spot him? At the 35-yard line where it's going to be fourth down.
Fourth and one.
Fourth and a long one or fourth and a really short two. Call it as you wish.
Let's see what they do here. Shively drew Marion offside earlier.
And I stand corrected, fourth down. If I said third, I do believe I did.
Not even sure, but it is fourth down. Fourth and one. The play clock is at 13. Shively comes up under center. Motion, and they do give it to Harness, and Harness nearly broke it.
Harness
gets the first down up to the 40, but that outside veer to the right.
Zach Whitfield on
Whitfield makes the stop and probably saved at least 50 yards, if not more.
Oh, no doubt about that.
There was a lane there, and Whitfield got in it and wrapped him up.
I'm not sure
behind.
You called that a lane. That was more like a runway.
Yeah,
it was a large, wide opening.
Harness is tying his shoe, it looks like.
He was so fast he ran out of it. So he'll retread and retie, and he's ready to go.
So they go veer right and pick up 5 yards on fourth and one. First and 10, brought to you by Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage. 5:08 to play here in the third quarter. Mishawaka leading Marion 14-10. They give us to Harness on the dive. Harness breaks across the 50 and up to the 45 of Marion. First down brought to you by Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage.
17 and another.
Once again, just like shot out of a cannon, there are times that you don't anticipate a fullback being as fast to the hole as Chris Harness is. And right there, Michael Gibson and Mitchell Florian with a couple of a duo tackle, a couple of big hits. Otherwise, Harness is on the See You Bye Tour and adding six to the Caveman scoreboard.
They spotted at the 43 of the Knights. Motion, Snyder to the right. The give is to Harness. As he goes right, he'll pick up a couple of yards. One of the Mishawaka linemen looked like he just got buckled up from behind, hobbling over there as Ricky King pick up of two for Harness that time.
I think he got tied up with Hemingway over on that far side, right side of the offense, left side of the defense, if you will. We'll have to watch him the next play or two to see how his mobility looks.
Second and eight, Mishawaka at the Marion 41. The Cavemen lead the Knights 14-10, just under four to play in the third quarter. Motion and the keeper by Shively. Shively leaps across a pile of bodies in there in the middle as he gets it up to the 35-yard line.
Christian Junga once again on the tackle.
Eric Vargo blocked his man to the ground, and Shively jumped over him. They spotted at the 34 where it's third and one. Mishawaka's offensive line coming out and firing off on this first drive for the Cavemen in the third quarter. Keeper by Shively. Looks like he has a first down.
Gain of three.
Followed the center. Ethan Sargent right up the middle. And it has a first down from Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage.
So after the Knights on their opening drive scored three to pull within four at 14-10, Cavemen with what has been an impressive march so far. As long as they can hang on to the football, you have to feel good about their chances of moving the ball against this Knight defense.
First and 10, Mishawaka at the 31 with three to play in the third. The dive to Harness. He'll get a couple yards to the as he crosses the 30.
73, Kelwin Hemingway on the tackle.
Second we'll eight. Spot him at the 29. Pickup of two, and Mishawaka really slowing things down here. Not unusual. We've seen him do it quite a bit. Colin Fee will be the flanker to the left. Brody Robinette is in the slot on the left. Wing T and Harness down in the three-point stance in the backfield. The keeper by Shively. Now he pitches it to the near side and out to the edge goes Bradley Taylor. Let's see where they spot him around the 25 where it's going to be third down.
Sean, you cannot wait any later to pitch a ball on an option keeper and or pitch by a quarterback. That is a gutsy and a very well-designed play and a well-executed play using the left hand. Shively's a right-handed thrower. A left-handed pitch right as the defender's bearing down on him.
It's going to be third and two from the 24. This time the receivers with the ball on the near hash mark go out wide to the right. Harness on the dive, driving the legs forward up to the 20-yard line. He took a pile with him. First down brought to you by Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage.
5'9", 212-pounder. We've heard his name once, twice, and you're going to hear him many more times tonight is Zach Whitfield. He carried Whitfield and another one or two Marion defenders an extra yard or two to add that yardage and pick up that first down and move the sticks under 2 minutes before the end of the third period here at Steel Stadium.
First and 10 from the 25 with a minute 45 to play in the third quarter. Mishawaka leading Marion 14-10.
Cavemen milking that play clock.
Shively under center. To the right goes Harness. Harness. He'll pick up 3 yards. It'll be second and seven.
Two.
Well, it looked like three is on his lean forward, but they only give him 2 yards, it looks like.
Paul Klein and that Miguel Ortiz. When I say that Miguel Ortiz, there's only one Miguel Ortiz. He has been dynamite tonight in the defense for Marion.
Motion and the toss play goes to Snyder to the right. Snyder with the corner across the 10, inside the 5, and he's knocked out of bounds, but not before another. Kevin Putz, the First Midwest Mortgage first down.
Tell you what, number 9 for the Cavemen, Donovan Snyder's got a little giddy up.
He does.
He was able to get out there in the flat and had a great angle on the defense, and now Cavemen knocking on the door.
Michael Gibson on the tackle.
Snyder came into the night, 28 carries, 231 yards, averaging 8.3 per carry. It's first and goal from the 6-yard line for Mishawaka with 1:03 to play in the third quarter. The Cavemen lead Marion 14-10. Ball is now on the right hash mark. Shively will give it to Harness. He will dive forward, pick up a couple of yards. It'll be second down.
Ortiz with the initial contact, and Chunga finishes up the tackle, but not before some good positive yardage down to the 44 ticks of the period, and Cavemen looking to extend this 4-point advantage.
It is second and goal from the 3 with 32 seconds to play in the third quarter. Motion, Shively's going to keep it himself. He goes left and spins into the end zone. Touchdown, Mishawaka. It's the 15th touchdown run of the season for the quarterback, Sam Shively.
And we talk about the headiness of Sam Shively, and we've done so for a couple of years as he's the starting quarterback. We talk about his athleticism, his decision-making, and so on. But right there showed some really, really good strength because was not a half a yard past the line of scrimmage when he made contact, or let's say Thomas Ewing made contact. Exclamation point on him, and Shively just took him to the ground and took himself and the defender into the end zone for the score.
The extra point attempt by Donovan, or by Patton Snyder, rather, Donovan's brother, of course, is good. And Mishawaka extends its lead to 21-10. 26 seconds left in the third quarter. Back with kickoff after this on WSBT.
That was an impressive drive, my friend.
And they held on to the ball. That was the most important thing as they drove all the way down. A lot of Harness and Shively with some Taylor and Snyder for good measure as they pounded into the end zone. Chris Harness with a touchdown earlier tonight has 14 touchdowns this season. Sam Shively scores his 15th after finishing off that drive. The end over end kick comes to Gibson. Gibson from the near side goes across the grain to the left, now cuts it back. Still on his feet across the 35, and he'll end up all the way up to the 40-yard line.
Michael Gibson on the return.
Not only was Gibson dodging defensive bullets, he was also dodging strip attempts because there were two Cavemen defenders on special team that tried to pick his pocket, and he did a good job of wrapping the football up and taking care of it. So a nifty return out to the 40, and now Marion's going to try to answer the bell. Although they've only had 14 seconds left here in the third quarter, and certainly have some work to do if they're going to end this six-game losing skid to the Cavemen.
Mitchell Nagy under center. Malcolm Anderson is the tailback. Nagy is going to follow the center forward. A quarterback sneak to pick up 2 yards on first down.
Probably the final play of the period.
It does look that way. And as the period ends, I want to be sure and mention a couple of Cavemen seniors who are unable to play tonight due to injuries. Nick Bodle, who was Mishawaka's second leading tackler this season, when he was injured last week against South Bend St. Joe, 47 tackles this season. He won't be able to play again. And Tyler Blackmar, a defensive tackle as well, who was injured earlier. Want to be sure and mention them on senior night since we don't get to call their names out there
well done
on the field. 21-10 as we go to the fourth quarter. Mishawaka leads Marion. This is Cavemen Football on WSBT. Well, a big play. Maddox Bagunia wanted to do a halfback pass for Marion coming out on the first play of the fourth quarter. Bagunia was rolling to his right, and he ended up fumbling as Mishawaka takes over. Ryan Watt was over there, saw some other guys as well, but The first turnover of the night by Marion as they try a halfback pass. And Mishawaka, leading 21-10 at the start of the fourth quarter, takes over at the 33 of the Knights.
Well, that is a big, big Mo exclamation point. Big Mo as in momentum. Caveman obviously adding seven on that last possession to go from a four-point lead to an 11-point lead and now getting the ball back. They are in the driver's seat.
Shively to throw, fires it deep and over the middle. Brody Robinette makes the catch. He dives for the end zone. Touchdown, Mishawaka.
Caveman go for the kill right there on taking advantage after the turnover, going for the quick hitter. You'll see teams do that often, and certainly that is no strange play here for the Caveman tradition of recent years. Bart Curtis's clubs have done that, and Keith Kinder went to that play with the pass right over the middle, going for the quick hitter and adding six more and kind of making the pain a little deeper for Marion right now.
Brody Robinette had the catch last week on that halfback pass, came into the night, three catches, 61 yards. That is his first career touchdown. It makes it 27-10, and the extra point coming. Boy, and a nice sell by Sam Shively on that fake as he just lofts it deep and over the middle. The kick by Patton Snyder is good. And just like that, it's 28-10, Mishawaka. 11:42 to play here in the fourth quarter, and the Knights are stunned. Back with kickoff right after this on WSBT. To seeing Sam Shively score touchdown runs as he got at the end of the third quarter, his 15th of the season, and he comes up with just his second touchdown pass of the year on a 33-yarder to Brody Robinette. And amazingly, his first touchdown pass of the season came in the first quarter of the season at Portage to Ryan Watt. That's just his second touchdown pass since then, after the Marion fumble to come out 33 yards over the middle.
That is putting an exclamation point on that turnover, and certainly putting you, the Caveman, on the home turf on senior night in the driver's seat, because to start off this third quarter, Marion cut it from a 7 down to a 3, or check that 4-point ball game. And this one was up for grabs, but this was an impressive stretch here about the last 10 minutes.
Push kick taken on the near side, and now running across the grain to the far side is Jalen Hill. Hill will be stopped at the 35. So we saw some, the ball might have come loose
Michael
once
Schaefer
again.
On the return, 14, Jarvis Delk on the tackle.
Jarvis Delk gets down there to make the stop.
Tyler Pearson from the bottom of the pile, but the ball was retained by Marion. It might have been jarred loose, or at least certainly the reactions 25. Would tell you that. But it'll be football, Marion, at their own 35-yard line, and they need to score, and they need it quickly.
Yeah, now they're gonna have to do some passing. Mishawaka leads Marion by 18 points. Play fake, Nagy keeps it, cuts to the left, into the middle.
Wow.
The tackle made by C.J. Fisher down low, and he was finished off up high by Nick Davis.
That was a pop by stapling tackle, no doubt about that.
Man.
Gain of 7.
Pickup of 7 yards on first down. The clock runs, 28-10. Mishawaka leading Marion, the last regular season home game for the Cavemen this season. Nagy from the shotgun to Bo, the fullback. To his left, and flags fly.
Legal procedure.
Everybody, every official, except for one, pulled a flag out of his pocket that time.
I think there's even about 25 or 30 fans that pulled out the yellow hanky out of their pockets in the bleachers. Yes, that was Captain Obvious right there.
5-yard penalty moves the Knights back 10 minutes and 48 seconds remaining. Here in the ball game, Mishawaka leading Marion 28-10. Sectional announcements come out Sunday night. Nagy wants to throw to the flat to DeBoe. DeBoe, as Dawson is there, is stopped, and then a gang of cavemen come up to help finish him off.
Well defended by Mishawaka. Defenders staying home, staying with their man, not trying to over-pursue.
And you'll take those short passes all day right now if you're the caveman.
Oh, absolutely. 18-point lead. You are in the driver's seat. I will have to say, you know, as a coach in any sport, you worry about senior night. You worry about the emotions, too high, too low. You worry about maybe too much distraction or, you know, all the other subtitles that can come into something like that. But I think other than those two fumbles that Mishawaka had in that first half, they have played an exceptional game and maybe have played some of their best football here in the last 10 minutes.
Nagy on the keeper wants to throw, incomplete, as he was looking to the near sideline to DeBoe.
Tyler DeBoe, incomplete.
Now it's going to be fourth down. So the Knights to punt as Donovan Snyder drops back deep. C.J. Fisher will join him. That was a quick possession. Three and out, it's going to end up being. That penalty really hurt Marion there.
C.J. Fisher, Donovan.
Seems like
Snyder,
the wheels have kind of, since that field goal,
man,
and that long, long drive. That, keep in mind, that long drive also kept that Marion defense on the field for a long, long time. They've got to be feeling the effects and just getting that punt away.
Jablonski with pressure nearly got his hands on it as he dove. C.J. Fisher fields the punt. He'll be tackled at the 30-yard line.
Good do-si-do move there by C.J. Fisher, eluding one, two, three defenders with a sidestep, and then was able to slither out for a little positive yardage. But now Mishawaka can take a shot at chewing up some clock here. They, with 9:35 to go, lead it 28-10.
They'll start at their own 30-yard line and would really put it away if they can chew some clock and drive down and score here, leading 28-10.
And you know, one thing for sure, Sean, when you talk about the rock'em sock'em physical game Mishawaka put up with last week and survived against Southland St. Joe in that narrow win here on the home turf.
Marion stacks the box as they fake the dive, and Shively keeps it himself. To the left, Shively will get a yard and a half. It'll be second long.
But after surviving that battle last week against a great St. Joe team, and their record is not any indication of how talented and how good and how dangerous they're going to be when the postseason comes up, the fact that you've got a city rival with Marion, and no, they're not in your same NIC North South Division. They're not in your same conference, but this is a big ball game for these two schools. And certainly on senior night, it adds even a little more, salt to the whole wound if you're on the losing end. And certainly it's awfully sweet when you can win this one.
Eight in the box as Shively goes to the right. He'll get close to the 37-yard line where it's third and three.
But be honest with me when I ask this question. A year ago when we covered this game, did you think that it would not be Reggie Glahn and Bart Curtis battling on the sidelines? It's strange.
That's
it's
true.
Still just a little strange.
Two Hall of Famers, and I think everyone was shocked when Bart Curtis decided to leave as he went to Warsaw as Harness takes the dive and crosses the 40-yard line. And then Reggie Glahn, he had actually retired before that. But, yeah, you're absolutely right. And should mention there was a, for those who weren't here, there was a video message in the pregame of the dedication of the new facilities with Bart Curtis up there, sent a message.
Bill Doble was here tonight, and he was honored and certainly spoke of his great time and other coaches over the years, Jim Aldrich. And then Bart Curtis was on the video screen from a recording as he's obviously coaching his Warsaw Community High School Tigers tonight in a huge NLC game against Northwood.
Mike Davidson, the first-year Marion coach. And again, this is a non-conference game, so it's not going to affect Marion. They're in good shape in the NIC South with a 4-1 record.
Only behind Bremen, the Lions have had a great, great football season so far. And being the smallest school in the NIC, that certainly would provide, you would think, a great resume going into the postseason for the boys down on US 6.
7 minutes and 20 seconds left here in the fourth. It was a pickup of three by Harness. Shively fakes it to his fullback, keeps it and goes left, picks up a yard up to the 47-yard line.
7:07 to go. Cavemen in the driver's seat, 28-10, and now third down and four. Do they keep it on the ground and stay with their bread and butter and certainly maybe a little bit on the conservative side, or do you see them maybe trying to air it out here? Let's wait and see.
Third down and three for the Cavemen, 20 on the play clock. Shively, motion, toss play, near side.
First down.
Cutting it upfield is Donovan Snyder in the night territory. He's pushed out of bounds on the near sideline. The first down after a pickup of nine, brought to you by Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage.
You know, another point that we mentioned this after the field goal, and Marion cut it 14-10. Mishawaka got the ball back, chewed up the entire remainder of the third quarter. Into the fourth quarter, they've had the ball a lot. I'm sensing a Marion defense that's really starting to wear down.
First and 10 at the 44 of the Knights with just under 6.5 minutes remaining. Shively will give it to Harness, and Harness busts his way up the middle to the 42.
Don't get me wrong, they're still hitting hard down there, but between plays, you see a lot of kids on the Marion defense with the hands on the knees and or the elbows as they're down in the ready set position, elbows resting on the thigh pads. It's a tired bunch right now, and Mishawaka very satisfied with chewing up the clock. They've ate about 3.5 minutes plus on this drive, under 5:55 to play right now, and they're going to milk that play clock, which is now down to 11 seconds.
Second down and 8. Shively will keep it. Now he tosses it out to Bradley or to Donovan Snyder down the near sideline. Shively was going down. He saw Snyder kind of sitting out there to his right, tossed it to him, and Snyder cuts it upfield for another Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage. First down.
That is a magician's great escape.
That's
because
right.
Mitchell Mentine had him wrapped up like you would hug a bear. He had him completely wrapped up, but somehow, and he was still upright, not brought down on a tackle, but he was wrapped up, was able to flip that ball out and find an open man on a little pitch, and a first down when it was a near, I won't say disaster, but certainly a done play.
Near tackle anyway. Harness busting his way forward across the 20 to the 19-yard line. And Chris Harness, who had 138 yards rushing in the first half, is Mishawaka's second all-time leading rusher with his performance tonight. He's got to be right up around 200 yards, second only to Sam Schrader. And, of course, it's Sam Schrader. I asked Keith Kinder, who's the all-time leader? Sam Schrader. Of course it was. Timeout taken by Mishawaka.
Absolutely.
With 5:21 remaining in this game. A timeout with the Cavemen leading 28-10. This is Mishawaka football on WSBT. 5:21 remaining here in the ball game with Brian Miller. I'm Sean Stiers at Steel Stadium. Mishawaka leading 28-10. It is second and one for the Cavemen at the Knights 19-yard line. Well, we've talked about Chris Harness, and that guy, for being 5'7", 165, just takes a pounding and keeps up, keeps getting up and keeps on ticking. As Sam Shively goes right, he picks up another Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage. First down.
Moving the chains, chewing the clock, and Cavemen knocking on the door to add to their 18-point, 28-10 lead. I will have to say, so far, this has been a mighty impressive second-half performance by the Cavemen.
Yes, indeed. Exactly 5 minutes to play now as the Cavemen chew some clock. First and 10 from the Knight 13-yard line. Sam Shively has a touchdown run tonight, a touchdown pass to Brody Robinette. Shively gives it to Harness. Harness drives the leg forward. He'll end up down at the 6-yard line. Pickup of 7 on first down.
Tell you, the men in the trenches, the boys in the trenches, not always getting maybe all the accolades they deserve when you talk about this Cavemen offense and certainly the rushing game. A couple snaps ago, Christian Duddles did great surge off the line of scrimmage and down the field with blocks right there. Braxton Kovach doing his job and doing it really well, giving Harness plenty of real estate for that pickup.
Second down and 3, Mishawaka from the Marion 6-yard line. 4:08 to play. Shively gives it to Harness. Harness. Touchdown, Mishawaka. He just kept driving forward like he always does. And Chris Harness with his second touchdown run of the night and his 15th of the season.
Had 138 yards at halftime, and he's not slowed down here in this second half. Very, very impressive drive to really put the icing on the victory cake here for Mishawaka. They lead it 34-10.
Chris Harness with the touchdown with 4:02 remaining. Mishawaka won this game 38-10 last year, and they're right around that mark with 4:02 remaining tonight. Again, this is officially a non-conference game, since these teams are from separate divisions. Snyder with the kick, and it's 35-10, Mishawaka. Chris Harness with his second touchdown run of the night. Not nearly as exciting as his first from 80 yards away, but he plows his way in here to make it 35-10. 4:02 remaining. Back with kickoff right after this on WSBT. 4:02 remaining here at Steel Stadium. Mishawaka leading Marion 35-10.
14-7 ball game at half, don't forget, and that was on the strength of a final play that got into the end zone on a Sam Shively touchdown throw that broke a 7-7 tie. But an impressive first half, a really impressive, and if you're giving letter grades in the classroom, probably an A-plus here in this second half for the boys in maroon.
Mishawaka en route to what would be its seventh straight win over Marion. The kickoff is taken up to the 21-yard line. Nearly misplayed once again as Maddox Bagunia, who had the fumble earlier, is dropped there with 3:54 to play.
Jarvis Delk, Tyler Pearson in on the hit, and the tackle on special teams for the Maroons.
Tell you what, it's amazing to think that this Mishawaka team is 3 points away from being undefeated this season. That two-hour lightning delay in Chicago ended up losing by a field goal.
I was at Sox Park that night. So I know all about it, believe me.
That's right, you were there too.
We were at the White Sox-Red Sox game, me and my softball coaches, and let's just say we had a long delay just like you did. Although I will have to say, there was probably a lot more to do at US Cellular or whatever they call it.
That's right.
The guaranteed rate field for adults and for kids. A lot more to do there than what you probably had to deal with. I will say that.
You got that right. 35-10 as Snyder and Frayling run off the field. A keeper by Nagy. I tell you what, Marion's just going to get its quarterback beaten up. If they're going to keep running those sneaks, trailing by 25 points.
Yeah, Nagy's put in a hard night's work tonight, and he is he's been bounced around, especially here in the second half by that Mishawaka defense.
Mishawaka's running some reserve defenders onto the field. Drew Mason is in there. I just saw him running on. And also Tyler Ackerley, one of the linebackers, the reserve middle linebacker. Nagy to throw out to the left flat. It is caught up to the 37-yard line. Ackerley gets over there to make the stop.
I think Bove calls these mommy minutes, doesn't he? This is when you keep all the moms happy.
That's right. We haven't had many of these. There have been, again, because Mishawaka 6-1, but there have been a lot of close games. That's absolutely right.
Heart stopper last week against St. Joe, a nail biter against Elkhart Central the week prior to that. Certainly, you talked about the road trip up to Illinois. They've had some doozies.
Jarvis Delk, Connor Addison on the field. The run goes to the right, and a nice stop there in the backfield.
Tyler Pearson. 6'1", 175-pound junior with a really nice wrap-up, and then he kind of propelled it around he held on to the ball carrier, made the tackle.
2:23 remaining. More reserves shuttling off and on for Mishawaka as Cody Timmerman runs on the field.
Well, the K-Men certainly in another 2 minutes plus will celebrate this win and celebrate senior night as they should, but I will guarantee it will not take very long before they start the focus for the Kingsmen.
Nagy to throw, long fade to the right, over the shoulder. It is going to be caught for a big gain for the Knights up inside the 25.
Catch there for Marion by number 4, Mitchell Florin.
Maggie's pass.
And the caveman tackle way out on the far right side of the offense. Noah Biggs, the sophomore, coming up with the touchdown saving tackle that ultimately finished out of bounds and stops the clock with a minute 53 to play.
They get it up to the 23-yard line. Mishawaka leading 35-10, and again, a lot of reserve defenders out there. The way Marion was playing that initially, it was almost like they were just content to kill a bunch of clock, but then they finally throw deep and get it up to the 23. High snap. Nagy keeps it himself, goes right, follows a blocker, and he's going to be brought down by Drew Mason as he crosses the 15.
Nice tackle there by Mason. Short of the first down, 9-yard pickup.
To the 14, we're at second down with a minute and a half to play.
Certainly while this outcome has been well decided for the last several minutes, and the final score may be still up in the air with a minute 24 to go, Marion, no doubt for some momentum, wants to put the ball in the end zone and make this a 35-17 game if they can. Certainly the second team, if you will, defensively for Mishawaka right now, wants to keep this score right where it's at.
Michael Washington, Noah Conley on the field. Pass interference is going to be called in the end zone on a pass play by Marion to the left.
Caveman defender with his back to the ball, Jarvis Delk, got called for either contact or a face guard, and they're going to say contact.
It's going to be pass interference.
You know, and I also like this because a lot of times Marion keeping the first team out there, and a lot of times you'll see a coach, they'll start to run the reserves out, and then the team starts driving, and they'll put the first team back in to try to
those are called yo-yo
preserve the scoreboard.
Yo-yo substitutions.
That's
yes.
Right.
Yes.
But Mishawaka is going to keep the reserves out there with a minute 3 left, leading 35-10. Nagy from the shotgun, the ball on the right hash mark. Nagy takes the snap, and he will keep it himself. He'll go left and into the end zone, standing
Marion,
up.
Touchdown
Marion from 7 yards away.
Caveman defense bit on the fake by Nagy to the running back, Malcolm Anderson, who was the backfield as the second back in that shotgun snap, and that opened a pretty large gaping hole for the Marion signal caller to tiptoe into the end zone.
With 58 seconds left, it makes it 35-16, and the kicker on Renner to try the extra point.
The kick had a good night
on the way, and it is good. That is the second touchdown run of the night for Nagy as well.
Kick is good.
Makes it 35-17 with 58 seconds to play. We'll take a timeout and then back with what will likely be an onside kick attempt on WSBT. So, Mitchell Nagy scores on the quarterback keeper for Marion, his second touchdown run of the night. Mishawaka leads 35-17 with 58 seconds left here at Steel Stadium.
I gotta tell you, I like this kicker for Marion, Hunter Renner.
Got a pretty good leg.
A junior.
He lines up 10 yards deep. You would think it'll be an onside kick, but let's see. They don't. They kick it on the ground and out of bounds on the near side. Jarvis Delk, he tried to walk that tightrope. And I think we might see the backup quarterback for the first time for Mishawaka this season now as well. It's going to be interesting to see what offense runs on the field.
Ball be marked at the 13-yard line.
Well, Chris Harness, Sam Shively, the first string is going to run out there. Marion has 3 timeouts. Considering they kicked off, if Mishawaka takes a knee, you would think that they wouldn't call a timeout, but I guess we'll wait and see.
Victory formation.
They do line up in victory. Let's see what Marion does when Sam Shively takes the knee. He takes it. The clock will run. No timeout coming yet.
You know, this is one of those moments where it's very difficult as a coach. You're in the driver's seat. You know what the outcome's going to be, but it's senior night, and you've got some senior kids out there that, who knows, this could be the final time they play on this turf at Steel Stadium. And giving them that emotional support of being out there for that last snap, those final seconds, and certainly on a victory against a rival like Mishawaka Marion, that's going to do it on that last victory formation snap.
You surprised they didn't try an onside kick, though?
No.
Still a minute left. You know what?
No.
I just watched on YouTube the other day a high school team score three touchdowns in a span of about a minute and a half after a couple extra points. So I guess I'm a little surprised. But, hey.
That's why we're up here.
That's right.
And Davidson and Kinder are down there.
That's right.
Caveman 35.
We don't get paid to make those decisions.
Drive safely.
So Mishawaka beats Marion 35-17 as the Cavemen improve their record to 7-1 overall this season. And again, this is a non-conference matchup. Marion falls to 4-4. It's off to Penn next week. And we will have it, of course, the Backyard Brawl in the regular season finale here on WSBT. Sectional draw comes out this Sunday as well. We'll take a timeout and then back to wrap things up here tonight. Don't forget, we will have our Rossini's Pizza carry of the game as well as the Jays Crunchers crunching into the game. That is all still to come. Brian Miller and Sean Stiers here at Steel Stadium on 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader.